Oh, it's good to be here. I love Pittsburgh.
What do you know of our town?
I'm a big fan of Andy Warhol. Obviously, I'm a Yankee fan, but it's a great baseball town, Pittsburgh. I don't know what happened to it. Your owner here has got to like start spending a little money and get some great players.
We got some work to do.
That's right. Walk in the door and start throwing salt in the wound. I love it.
It's a great sports town. You know, got a great hockey team, football team. Having a little tough year this year, but it's a great city.
27 world championships, yeah. Yankees. Right. But you know what's coming up on October 13th? The anniversary of Bill Mazeroski hitting that walk-off.
I was just waiting for one of you guys.
Yeah.
I was waiting
for
one of you guys.
That was over the Yankees, wasn't it?
Yes.
Born in the Bronx, my favorite piece of work you've ever done, of all the great stuff, and there's been a lot, is Bronx Tale.
Well, thanks. And you remember that Bill Mazeroski home run?
Yes.
I talk about it a lot in the movie. I talked about it, obviously, in the one-man show. And the musical that's coming here, November 19th, is Bill Mazeroski, man.
You know what? He's still around.
I know. I'm going to see if he can come and see the musical.
Wouldn't that be cool?
He's about 83. He's 83 now. I want to see if he can come and see the musical.
Now, let me ask you, because this, in my head, just doesn't add up. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about a movie. In essence, it's about organized crime, right?
No, yeah. It's really, I always tell people, it's not a gangster movie.
It's not.
Are the gangsters in it? Yes, it's a family movie.
Okay.
A Bronx Tale is really about not wasting your talent. It's about this young boy who has a mentor who's Sonny, and obviously his parents and his father especially. And the boy takes the best of the father and the best of Sonny. Sonny told him the same exact thing as the father did. Stay in school, go to college, make something out of yourself, get out of the neighborhood. It's just that because of who Sonny was, people thought, well, he wants him to be a gangster. No, we never want him to be a gangster.
You give him the street smarts that he uses in combination.
That's right.
It's a great story, and it's all you. It's yours.
Well, you know, it's a true story because I was sitting on a stoop, and he killed this guy right in front of me.
And I don't know, for some reason, that movie resonated with me, and then my son.
Yes, a lot of fathers and sons and daughters, they go see that movie.
But then making the jump to musical?
Yes.
I mean, Alan Menken is incredible.
Well, you're talking about one of the geniuses of musical theater, Alan Menken, and Glenn Slater, three-time Tony guy. You know, I wrote the book for it, and Robert De Niro, who directed the movie, Jerry Zaks, who directed the one-man show, also eight-time Tony guy. We all got together and worked out really well.
How's your singing voice?
My voice? I'm not in this show. I was on Broadway.
How's your singing voice?
I'm a very good singer.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
See,
yes.
That part we don't know about.
Yeah. I was a singer before, you know, I was an actor. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what comedy that I loved was when you were in the...
Analyze This.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's another classic.
Yeah, it's a classic, yeah. I've been very fortunate in my career. So, you know, an actor just wants to be in one classic. I've been in like a half a dozen.
Absolutely.
You know, Usual Suspects. You know, so I've been in like a bunch of really good movies. I'm very proud of that.
Do you know who was a big fan of yours? The late Bruno Sammartino.
I heard about that. It's funny you said that. Someone else told me that.
He was a big fan.
Yeah.
In fact, his son, Daryl, still here in town.
Wow.
And he heard that we were going to be talking to you. He said, make sure you tell Chaz that my dad was a big fan of
his work.
What?
People have told me that, about that.
And he loved New York, obviously.
He loved New York.
Sold out Madison Square Garden 188 times as
a
headliner.
Wrestler with no shoes on, no shoes, socks. Yeah,
right.
I remember him.
Bruno Sammartino. So what are you going to do next? What's your next big thing? You got anything in the works?
Yeah, well, I'm doing a TV series right now on Epics with Forrest Whitaker and Vincent D'Onofrio called Godfather of Harlem. That's on Epics. It started last week, and it'll be on 10 episodes this year. So, and I'm writing a new play, and a lot of good things happen. But right now, I'm doing the press for A Bronx Tale. I love the show so much. It was a big hit on Broadway, 2 years. First national tour. This is the second national tour. And I tell everyone in Pittsburgh, you got to go see it because if you saw the movie and you like the movie, you'll love the musical because at the end you'll be crying and you'll be standing up and cheering at the same time.
What is it about the Italian culture, the scene, the mob scene or whatever, that appeals so much to audiences no matter what their ethnicity?
Well, because, you know, a mobster is like, it's taking the place of like the Western. You know, you always wanted to be a part of something like that. And where the gangster is like, wow, he's like God. He walks around. And so it kind of like, it, it, it works on your mind. Say, wow, I'd like to know a guy like that. And anytime I get in trouble, I can go to him, or nobody will bother me because of him. So it kind of like, you know, kind of works on people. People like that.
Chaz, how it was explained to me was there was a time, and it wasn't all that long ago, Italian Americans were the discriminated bunch.
Very much so, yes.
And so to protect their own immigrant families.
That's correct.
They created their own kind of organized protection.
Absolutely right. That well, it really started in Sicily. You know, it started in Sicily. Then when they came over here, they were looked at as just people that, you know, nobody wanted to be with, you know, so they created their own little police force. That's how it started.
We're excited about the musical.
Yeah.
It'll be a big hit here, too.
I know it will be, because Pittsburgh has a lot of heart, and if you have a lot of heart, you'll love the musical. I hope you guys come and see it. In fact, I'll arrange if you want to come and see it. You really should. They got two tickets on me, so.
Beautiful. Well, Chaz, great to meet you, and good luck with the show and whatever else you're doing next.
Thanks very much. Thank you.